What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I guess we must be having an impact because Hillary's tantrum squad is still pounding on my server as hard as they can. And by the way, do you remember when we were being told there's going to be terror attacks? Al-Qaeda will strike on Monday. And hasn't happened. And I noticed that one of the predicted locations for the terror attack was somewhere in Texas. And so the first thing that occurred to me was the IRS office in Dallas, which is actually looking into whether or not the Clinton Foundation actually qualifies as a tax-exempt nonprofit. And obviously, if the IRS were to come down and say, they don't meet the requirements, that would be one heck of a huge tax bill. Now then, moving on here. One of the reasons the IRS may be looking askance at the Clinton Foundation, according to a story over in hangthebankers.com, Chelsea Clinton paid for her spectacular wedding and her lavish lifestyle with funds from the Clinton Foundation. How do you justify that? We're a charitable foundation. Well, our daughter needs charity, and we're just going to pay for her wedding and all the rest of that. And there we go. Now then, more stuff coming out of WikiLeaks today. Remember that Craigslist ad that was put on out, supposedly, you know, come to work for the Trump Organization. You have to be young, beautiful, gorgeous, and, you know, willing to put up with nonsense. And it was a parody, and everybody knew it was a parody, but still it was used to make Donald Trump look bad. Latest WikiLeaks revelation, yes, this came from the Hillary Clinton campaign. They're also confirming that it was a campaign strategy to try and link Donald Trump to Vladimir Putin. They had no factual basis for it whatsoever. It's just a campaign lie. Now, in another WikiLeaks revelation, their communications director, Jennifer Palmieri, admits donors to the Clinton Foundation did expect favors for their money. They weren't being charitable. They weren't being generous. They knew they were putting money into the foundation, and they expected favors to come back. Pay for play does not get any more obvious than this. They referred to it as bad intentions. The donors had bad intentions. That's in the emails, courtesy of WikiLeaks. All righty. Now then, more revelations of collusion between the corporate media and the DNC. Apparently, DNC staffers prepared CNN anchors Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper for their interviews with Donald Trump. In other words, they were going to interview Donald Trump. The Democrats were giving them the questions to ask Donald Trump, the gotchas. We're going to do a gotcha. We're going to get you, by golly. And apparently CNN was also asking for advice from the Democrats regarding an appearance by Ted Cruz. Now, here's something I'd like to point out. CNN has fired Donna Brazile for conspiring with the DNC, giving them the debate questions ahead of time. They should fire Wolf Blitzer as well. And if they don't, it means NBC is racist and sexist. So come on, NBC, sauce for the goose, sauce for the gander. If you're going to fire Donna Brazile, you should fire Wolf Blitzer. By the way, 50,000 released emails so far from WikiLeaks. Not a single email about how to help the American people or the American nation. All 50,000 emails plus 100% are all about self-interest, getting more money, getting more power, getting more control. That's quite revealing right there. Now, up in Michigan, Project Veritas is doing what they do so well. They're going on out with their hidden cameras, and they have made multiple videos. They were able to go on into Michigan and obtain ballots in the name of top state and city officials. They just went on in and said, I've lost my ballot and I don't have my ID with me. I'm the mayor of this town. Can I have a ballot? And the election worker said, sure, here you go. Now, one of the Project Veritas people in a full burqa was able to go to one of these voter registration places, and it was actually offered a ballot in Huma Abedin's name. I mean, that's how completely out of control it is. This came from an election official handing this undercover journalist in a full burqa Huma Abedin's ballot. It's a joke. Our election system is a joke. It's designed to allow fraud. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And there we go. Rampant voter fraud favoring Dems caught in the swing states across the U.S. We've talked about some of this before, but we're going to go over the highlights again. Got a lady out in California had a huge stack of mail on her front porch, went on out and found 83 ballots with different names, all with her address on it. Called the police, no big deal. Called the elections board, it's a glitch. There's nothing serious here. Nobody wants to be shown any of the evidence of massive election fraud. You would think the Department of Health and Human Services would be interested at the idea that there might be 83 people living in this one little tiny house. Down in Florida, two women have been arrested for vote fraud. One was faking voter registrations. That's been a big, big problem. Another one in Miami-Dade was opening and looking at the ballots, which they're not supposed to do. And anytime she saw a place where people hadn't expressed a preference in voting, she'd fill it in for them. Over in Riverside, California, their voter database system's been hacked into. Voter registrations are being changed or deleted. Same thing with Arizona and Illinois. Over in Virginia, the dead are registered to vote. That one was exposed when a recently deceased individual got a thank you note for registering to vote. And his family was saying, what's going on here? Now, over the weekend, there was a big kerfuffle at Donald Trump's rally in Reno, Nevada. There was a disturbance that resulted in the Secret Service rushing Donald Trump off the stage. And it involved an individual that had a Republicans Against Trump t-shirt and caused a ruckus. It turns out this individual is a known Clinton operative. His name surfaces multiple times in the Podesta leaked emails. And at one point, supposedly, he had a gun. Now, this part is really grayed on over. The corporate media is saying there was no gun. It was a false alarm. We're getting emails from people who are actually there who insist they saw a gun, but it's being downplayed. But if there was a gun, then this appears to be the third attempt on Donald Trump's life. Because toward the first of the year, there was that mysterious malfunction on his campaign aircraft, had to do an emergency landing. Then in the summer, there was that guy who grabbed a gun from one of the security guards, tried to get a shot off at Donald. This may have been the third attempt. Now, to nobody's surprise, and this is coming out of Paul Craig Roberts, the U.S. public now lacks confidence in our elections. We're seeing all kinds of polls all over the place where the American people do not think our elections are honest or trustworthy. And that is a real, real problem for the stealers of elections, because those who steal elections have to have a population that trusts the announced result, or the game is all over. The jig is up, and that's where they are right now. If Hillary comes out ahead tomorrow, nobody's going to be saying she won it. They're all going to be saying she stole it because of all the election fraud that has surfaced so far. Now, we put up a link to a story from freedomworks.org, how to report voter fraud, a crash course. They tell you what to look for. And in addition, they have at the bottom of the article a list of phone numbers for every single state where you can call and report election fraud. I don't know where the numbers go to, whether they go to anybody who's capable of doing any action or they're just keeping a tabulation. But at least it's something that we can do. And if you see election fraud and you can document it, send it here. We'll post it on whatreallyhappened.com. Now, meanwhile, over at Twitter, they're now admitting that they have, in fact, been censoring anti-Hillary tweets. Their justification for it is that any tweets critical of Hillary Clinton represents voter suppression. No, voter suppression is when you tell somebody you can't vote. Telling people why they should not vote for a candidate is not voter suppression. It's politics. It's campaigning. And Twitter is not censoring anti-Trump tweets on the claim that it represents voter suppression. And it's just another reminder, the entire corporate elite, including the online social media corporations, are firmly in Hillary Clinton's back pocket. Let's see. Trump getting massive crowd turnout today. I got some pictures from that. Still doing rally at midnight in Leesburg, Virginia, looking at the pictures. It is everywhere you go. Trump's rallies are sellouts of sports arenas. Hillary can't even fill restaurants right now. Hillary is now actually campaigning in what used to be considered solid blue states because they're starting to swing toward Trump. Even Fox News was saying a lot of states that used to be blue on the map, they're now in play. They're now the new battleground states. Now, remember when I said that Hillary Clinton is just saying whatever she thinks the audience in front of her wants to hear to get their votes and their money? Tim Kaine is doing exactly the same thing. Tim Kaine gave a speech entirely in Spanish to a Hispanic audience, celebrating the time when whites will become a minority in the United States of America. Ooh, those white people, we don't want them around anymore. We know that the United States has traditionally been a part of Mexico, just like the Sudetenland was traditionally a part of Germany, and Crimea traditionally a part of Ukraine, and so forth and so on. But they're actually out there with this war on white people, meaning war on traditional Americans, those who've been in this country, those who are citizens, were born here, multi-generational families. They're declaring war on us. They want us gone so they can open the borders and flood the nation with people from around the world to erase the borders, to erase our sense of history, culture, and place. Now, something very telling may have just happened. Tomorrow night, Donald Trump and Mike Pence are going to be flying all over the Eastern Seaboard, attending election night events from Sarasota, Florida, all the way up to New York. Hillary's having just one party at the Jacob Javits Center, and they had planned for a fireworks show lasting 2 minutes over the Hudson River when the election results went final. And they got permission from the Coast Guard to have it. It was all set to go. Everybody's saying, oh, well, you know, she's obviously confident she's going to win. Apparently, they have canceled that plan. Clinton's camp last Thursday called the fireworks company and said, we're not going to do this. Oh, I wonder what that means. All righty. Fountain Valley man arrested after stealing a large pro-Trump sign and then running away. And this isn't the usual thing where some Hillary Clinton supporter sneaks on to private property in the dead of night when nobody's there and makes off with a sign. This was a 23-year-old guy ran up to a Trump-waving group on a street corner and grabbed their largest sign. A 7-foot by 4-foot banner that said, Make America Great Again. And then he took off running southbound on Bristol Street. The police caught him and arrested him, returned the sign. And this is what the Democratic Party has become because of Hillary Clinton. The party of the petty thieves. The party of the vandals. The party of the election riggers. The party of the computer hackers. anybody who's been a Democrat for much of their lives has to be looking at this and being appalled at what their public image is being dragged down to. And that may be one of the reasons so many Democrats are going to vote for Donald Trump. Democrats who've been Democrats for a lot of years, they're proud of that. They want to be seen as the party of the people. And they look out and they see that the majority of the American people want Donald Trump, and Hillary Clinton's campaign has warped the Democratic Party into criminals. Now, apparently up in Boston, somebody spray-painted graffiti on a wall, "Kill your local Trump supporter." So we can add the labels terrorist and vandal to the new public image of the Democratic Party, courtesy of Hillary Clinton. Now, the Democrats aren't the only ones whose public image is in trouble. Certainly the FBI's public face is down in the mud, as it deserves to be. But the other one, of course, is journalism. Regardless of the outcome of tomorrow's election, the corporate media in this country has destroyed itself. Nobody listens to them. Nobody trusts them anymore. This election has disgraced the entire profession of journalism by its openly blatant support for Hillary Clinton. That's not what we demand from media. We demand objective information so that we can choose our leaders, not a constant 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, high-pressure sales campaign. I look at some of the network news coverage, if you will, of Hillary Clinton, and it comes across like those pitchmen on TV who are selling OxyClean or ShamWow or the rubber thing that pours over cracks and makes a boat made of screen float. And they all have that loud voice and the gestures and saying, "You have to listen to what we're telling you." And that's what the corporate media is starting to look like more and more. The Washington Post hit a new low using pictures of Hitler and Mussolini to describe Donald Trump, when it's Hillary and the Democrats that are acting like the fascists. Hillary even has her own brown shirt squad, like the one who spray-painted "Kill Your Local Trump Supporter" up on the wall in Boston. And setting a new low, you're not going to believe this one. This was in the New York Times. It's an editorial saying that the way to go away from all this crooked election and don't know what's really going on and all the confusion every 4 years over parties is that maybe America should consider a monarchy. And of course, we're going to have Queen Hillary. We'll just start with her. I guess that's what they're trying to sell. Hillary's not going to be happy stealing the presidency. She wants to be Queen of America for life and ultimately Queen of the world. Now, because of all this media pandering, the election fraud, the lies, the corruption, polls are showing 62% of voters say they feel less proud of America because of this election. I know that Hillary is out there trying to counter Donald Trump's slogan of "Make America Great Again" by saying, "I think America's great right now. We can make it greater." But the people aren't with her on that. Americans are realizing we're not a great nation anymore. And I still keep going back to that wonderful speech in HBO's The Newsroom on the season opener when Will McAvoy is out there saying America's not the greatest nation on earth any longer. And you're not going to solve it until you acknowledge that. You have to admit there's a problem. Hillary doesn't want to admit there's a problem, which means she won't deal with it. Donald Trump admits there's a problem. Our nation's greatness has fallen. It's time to get it back. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to move over to the war zones, emphasis on the plural, because there are some very alarming developments going on in other parts of the world. You're not getting reports about them on the corporate media, which is totally obsessed with selling you Hillary Clinton in the next 24 hours and convincing you that electing Donald Trump will bring about the end of the universe as we know it. NATO has put 300,000 troops on high alert amid fears of all-out confrontation with Russia. And the Secretary General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, is saying the Allied nations are building up to deter a mounting threat from Moscow. Moscow isn't threatening anybody. They're ginning up this new world war out of thin air. Russia hasn't done a single thing. Do you see Russian carrier groups tooling around the Gulf of Mexico? Or Baja? Do you see Russian drones over our territory? Do you see Russia going into countries where it's not wanted, not invited? I think this rapid buildup is a warning sign here, and I've been saying for quite a while. If Donald Trump pulls off a miracle tomorrow, and the American people are able to overcome the election fraud, The people who want war with Russia are going to start it before he can even take office. And it looks like they're moving all of the assets into position to just say, it's war with Russia. We're going to go to war with Russia. It'll be fun. We're going to have a really good time. They're not paying for it. Their children aren't fighting in it. They've already got their bunkers if somebody makes a mistake and an atomic bomb falls. But they want their war. They know they'll get it with Hillary stealing the White House. Donald Trump doesn't want war. He's already said he wants to go back to being friends with Russia and China, peace through commerce, trade, assuming we can come up with something anybody else wants to buy. So they're getting ready to start World War III for real before Trump can take office, figuring that once it's there, Trump won't be able to stop it. And he may fool them. He's not a career politician. He's not obsessed with his place in history, his historical legacy. His historical legacy is written in buildings all across this country. He doesn't care about the history books. Donald Trump could get into office, and first thing he does is pick up the phone, calls Vladimir Putin and whoever's running China these days, say, you know, this is a stupid idea. And I'm going to fire everybody in the government who was in favor of this idea. I suggest you do the same, and we just quit. Just pull the plug on this thing. Putin will agree immediately. China will take a little more schmoozing. But I think that's why we're seeing this rapid buildup. Because they're really going to try and provoke war with Russia, especially if Trump wins the popular vote tomorrow. Now, over in Ukraine, they're showing signs of collapse. Remember, Mikhail Saakashvili used to be president of Georgia, and then he got kicked out of that job, and then Poroshenko made him the mayor of Odessa. Well, Saakashvili has, governor of Odessa, Saakashvili has now quit. Apparently things are so bad he can't handle it there anymore. Let's talk about the economy. People tend to vote with their wallets. That's actually a pretty good basis for voting. How is your life being affected by the candidate's promises? And right now, in 96% of the districts for the U.S. House of Representatives, meaning 96% of America, poverty has increased, the standard of living has declined. Those other 4% of the House districts are the money junkie neighborhoods, where things are just great. We're doing really well. We just want things to go on the way they are now, where we're getting richer and richer. Now, Tesco Bank has had to freeze online payments. Oh, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And hello, America. Welcome back to the show. And earlier I misspoke. I was talking about Wolf Blitzer and Donna Brazile. The network they work for is CNN, not NBC. Somebody says I said NBC in the slip of the tongue here. But again, the same thing applies. If they fired Donna Brazile for coordinating with the DNC, which was inappropriate, they should do the same thing to Wolf Blitzer. We're going to take a phone call right now, then we're going to close the phone lines again. Jerry in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thanks a lot for taking my call. You mentioned earlier if Trump doesn't get the popular vote and Hillary steals the election with the Electoral College, who are the members of the Electoral College?
The electors are chosen from within the individual states. They're basically another form of delegate. We're actually hearing from places like Washington State that there are Electoral College delegates that are already digging in their heels and saying that they can't bring themselves to vote for Hillary Clinton. So it may be a faction fight even in the Electoral College. But I think if Donald Trump has a landslide tomorrow in the popular vote and the Electoral College tries to reverse it, That could trigger a revolution. The American people are right on edge, and I'm sure the powers that be are sitting up there saying, oh, those people, they'll never do anything. We can do whatever we want to them. We'll pee down their backsides and tell them it's rain, and they'll say, yes, sir. And, you know, history is full of rulers who made that mistake of taking that one step too far and misjudging the tolerance of their own people. King Charles I of Great Britain comes to mind, wound up being beheaded. Ceausescu, machine gunned on Romanian national TV. Mussolini, hanged and machine gunned, no TV. Louis XVI, beheaded. It does happen. Kings get killed when they make really bad mistakes. And I'm hoping that cooler heads are going to prevail if Donald Trump wins that popular vote by a landslide tomorrow, that they realize this is it. This is the end of the Clinton-Bush duocracy, and the ringleaders should head for nations that don't have extradition. Farewell and good riddance.
Oh, I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I wonder how they would feel if they look out their window on Wednesday morning and see people that know their names and show up with pitchforks and ropes and torches and everything else like that, and you know what? You've made a mistake. You voted for the wrong person.
Well, I think the names of the electors are a matter of public record. And maybe they should be a little bit more scared of the American people than they are of their political backers.
Okay, well, that's all I wanted to ask, man. Thanks a lot. Have a great show.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
The media monopolies competing with one another. On the one hand, you have the Murdoch Group, which is...
Hello? We have something... Is John there? Okay, well, let's go to another story here while we're waiting for John and Barbados to get on back here. So we were talking about Tesco Bank has halted all online payments, and they're saying that some 20,000 customers had money removed from their accounts. Now, we have seen in the past banks that hit a cash crisis blame it on computer hackers. So we don't know exactly what's going on here. Tesco may have hit a cash crisis. There may have genuinely been a hack that emptied 20,000 customers' bank accounts. So far, they're not blaming it on Russia, which, of course, will be the next thing. Meanwhile, the Immigrations and Custom Enforcement is now out there saying that if Hillary Clinton steals the election tomorrow, her open borders policy will lead to a cataclysm of violent cartels and brutal transnational gangs having open access to U.S. communities. And they're absolutely right. Now, down in Texas, they've had another very tragic incident. There was apparently a gentleman who was an illegal immigrant. He'd already been deported once from the U.S. for assaulting his wife. Apparently grabbed a 10-year-old girl from a Texas church, killed her, and then threw the body into the well. So this is what this open borders policy is bringing us. And Donald Trump is right. We as a nation have a right to control our borders, to decide that those who want to come in here should be those who will benefit our society and not just open the door to MS-13 or the street gangs or the drug dealers or anything. Over in Switzerland, their population is shifting hard right. They've had enough of this open borders refugee situation. They want the migrants out. Germany, which apparently has had as much of Angela Merkel's open door policy as they can take, is now planning to intercept refugees in the Mediterranean and just turn them around, send them back to Africa. You're not our problem anymore. This whole globalist New World Order, blur all the populations of Earth together so they forget who they are, is not really working out. And you know what's going on here? It's very simple. This goes back to the fact that the entire liberal political philosophy is based on a fraud. We have seen time and time again where liberals believe that the physical sciences should be subordinate to political agenda. That's that whole human-caused global warming thing. And remember, liberals actually believe that it is possible to reshape the human mind just by controlling the outside environment. This all goes back to Margaret Mead's book, Coming of Age in Samoa. That was the foundation for the liberal political revolution in this country, and it's a complete fraud. And that's why liberals make so many mistakes. They keep moving forward saying, if we just control the environment, we will remanufacture the human mind to our design specifications. And it keeps falling down, and they keep trying harder and harder, and they keep creating more and more chaos because they will not go back and question that prime assumption. Just like people will not go back and question the prime assumption of global warming. Just like people will not go back and question the prime assumption of the Big Bang. And it's leading to failure and failure and failure. Okay, John in Barbados is back. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Yes, I want to make a comment. This window on the American election for the world. America is now number one. They've even overtaken Israel as the most hated nation.
Or that took some doing.
The corruption and the fraud and everything is just boggling the mind of people all over the planet.
Israel's been running our government for all these decades. Of course, we would not wind up mimicking Israel in their behavior, and the entire world sees that.
And the other thing I wanted to mention is this nonsense going on with Stoltenberg, this Austrian Nazi in NATO.
Yes.
These 300, they haven't actually got 300,000 yet.
Mobilizing, they're grabbing people.
Yeah, they're trying to persuade nations to put numbers of troops in. But if they put them on the Russian border, all they are is they're dead men walking, really. Because that border will be cleared of any NATO troops rapid. But what I want to mention...
I disagree. If Donald Trump wins the popular vote tomorrow in a landslide, I expect that Putin will refuse to rise to a provocation. He might even let NATO start gaining territory into Russia rather than let it go to an all-out confrontation, knowing that when Trump takes office and calls off the war, they'll go back to status quo ante, and NATO will be ordered to leave the Russian territory that it's taken.
I'm not so sure that will be the scenario played out, because at the moment now, what I'm hearing is in Syria, huge numbers of Russian helicopters and Syrian equipment are now in the air in Homs province, approaching Raqqa. They are knocking these Takfiris out at a terrific rate.
Yes.
Apparently, a Russian aircraft was targeted, and they didn't manage to shoot it down, but that looks like it stirred the Russian Air Force into massive retaliation.
I don't think what's going on in Syria is pertinent to this idea about avoiding an all-out confrontation with NATO across Europe. Certainly the European people don't want to see that happen. And nobody's buying the idea that this in any way, shape, or form is Russia's fault. Russia's clearly not the aggressor here. The issue that I raised is, pardon me, if Donald Trump wins the popular vote tomorrow, Putin's best strategy is going to be to just do a holding action and even surrender Russian territory rather than allow the situation to escalate, knowing that Trump will pull the plug on the war and NATO will be required to surrender the territory and go back to the original borders. That's Putin's best option because if NATO invades and Putin goes full war on them, then even Donald Trump might not be able to stop it.
Well, the other thing I'm looking at as well is the situation after the election in America. I don't think it matters which one wins, and I fear that Hillary might win or steal it.
Steal it, yes.
Yeah,
we don't use the words Hillary and Wynn in the same sentence on this show.
Yeah, so if she steals it, there will be civil unrest. I'm not saying violence, but civil disobedience. And it doesn't matter if Donald Trump wins. The Democrats will do the same thing. We're going to get civil disobedience in America no matter which House wins, whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans.
Well, this goes back to Sun Tzu and the Art of War, because if Hillary steals the election tomorrow, the American people are going to feel they have the moral high ground. They got robbed. If Donald Trump wins the popular vote tomorrow, the Democratic supporters of Hillary Clinton don't have the moral high ground. They know they've been cheating. They know they've been stealing the Trump signs. They know they've been rigging absentee ballots and everything. They're not going to feel like they have a moral high ground from which to justify civil unrest. Now, there may be some with these bought and paid for civil unrest groups like Black Lives Matter, but it wouldn't be a mass uprising the way that you're going to see on the other side. Because in their heart of hearts, they know they're wrong.
Yeah, but I wouldn't discount the people who are being persuaded by George Soros. I wouldn't discount them at all because they're getting paid to do this.
Yeah, but Soros is paying ringleaders, and ringleaders are only as effective as the body of non-paid volunteers, parasites, and useful idiots they can attract around them. And again, Hillary Clinton's supporters, they know they've been doing wrong. The computer hacking, the ballot stuffing and all the... They know they're wrong. They don't really have that sense of moral rightness that would motivate them to the same degree of civil unrest that we would see on the side of Donald Trump's people. I'd like to avoid it completely. I'm hoping that tomorrow's election has Donald Trump in such a crushing landslide that everybody's going to say, oh, wow, I guess there never really was a contest to begin with. And Hillary's people are just going to lick their wounds and say, you know, gosh darn that vast right-wing conspiracy, and they would be off.
Well, the other thing that I've noticed is that, or been reading in various news sources, is that 80,000 ethnic Ukrainians are leaving Ukraine, West Ukraine, and going to Russia to find work. And that's happening month on month, 80,000 a month.
And they're estimating a quarter of them do not expect to ever return home. They're going to turn eastern Ukraine into a desert, you know, and Poroshenko may eventually re-grab it, but it's going to be worthless. The industrial base has been bombed into rubble. The workforce is all left. It's a pyrrhic victory at best.
Well, it amazes me that a few months ago Putin offered huge tracts of land to people who were willing to immigrate into Russia, this is in the east, and farm the land. Now, a lot of these people leaving Ukraine are farmers. Are they going to take Putin up on that offer and farm the land?
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. I mean, for any young family that that has come from a farming background, it's a great offer. You know, unfortunately, Claire and I are too old, and I haven't farmed anything in too long, or I'd take Putin up on his offer.
Well, the thing is, again, this is Putin 3-4 moves ahead, you know, offering free land, and then all these people start leaving Ukraine. The man he must be psychic or physic.
Okay. All right. Anything else, John?
No, thanks, Mike. I'll be staying up with several packs of beer to watch the election tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to have a bottle of scotch. I'm going to tell you that right now here. Okay, let's see. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I do, Mike. Is that the Ukrainians from West Ukraine or East Ukraine that's going over there, by the way?
I think it's the Eastern Ukrainians who are going over, but there may be many from the West. The Ukraine as a whole has become a disaster following the U.S. coup d'etat. Which is, of course, what happens to every country that the U.S. goes in and overthrows the government. The quality of life goes down, opportunities go down, people start leaving. And everyone's always saying, oh, these poor refugees, we must do something about it. Yeah, let's stop these U.S. wars of aggression that are making them refugees in the first place. Let's just leave these poor people where they are. Let's leave them in their homes at peace, and then we don't have to deal with this mess.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing people from Western Europe leaving in droves to go to Russia. Russia is the only place that's seemingly willing to fight the globalists right now. And that brings me up to what you were saying about, you know,
and you don't
war.
Have to worry about what, GMO in the food.
Exactly. What Trump should do if he wins is he should tell the military, even if you ordered to attack Russia or attack Syrian positions, stand down and wait till I'm president. This is not, you know, I don't be a bold move, but he should. What can they do? They can't outvote him anymore. That's it. He's going to be the president of the United States. We're not going to have World War III.
Technically, he would be in violation of the Logan Act.
Would
okay.
he really?
Yeah, he would, unfortunately. Until he takes that oath of office, he's still a private citizen. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. Not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And let's see, we got callers waiting on the line. Before I get to it, though, a couple of stories breaking. Gilad Osman just came out with an article, and we just posted it to whatreallyhappened.com, which, by the way, is still under very, very heavy attack by Hillary's tantrum squad. And I figure it's going to be this way through the rest of the election. And we're just going to have to live with that. Is Donald Trump what Michael Moore promised to be and never was? And Gilad is pointing out that Michael Moore has always been out there saying these are the problems with the United States, but he always stops short of the core. When he was out there talking about Wall Street corruption, he would never talk about who the criminals actually were. And so Gilad is pointing out he's not surprised Michael Moore is now stumping for Wall Street's pet candidate, Hillary Clinton, because at heart he's a liberal and he's willing to offer up whipping posts for the American wrath, but he's never quite gotten through to what initiates these problems. The other story that's coming on out, this is apparently from Fox News correspondents Adam Housley and Malia Zimmerman, and this is just now coming on out. The guards for the Benghazi consulate hired by Hillary Clinton's State Department were never vetted. There was no background check done on them, and it turned out they were part of a local militia. They belonged to Al-Qaeda. And Hillary just let the place burn to the ground, everybody get killed. Those forces who were on standby, ready to go and rescue the ambassador and the staff, were never given the go-ahead. And they've now gone public saying that, in point of fact, they were in position. They could have been there very quickly. Obama and Hillary wanted that place burned to the ground for whatever reason, cover up the smuggling of weapons from Libya to ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria. Nasty, nasty stuff. All right, let's start taking phone calls. We're going to have time for one before the top of the hour. Nick in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you?
Fine.
So I was calling in with, you know, it's always good to be right. And in a sense, you were absolutely correct, according to Larry Nichols, when it came to the 650,000 emails being a distraction from the real crime. You know, he came out and said that over the weekend and that it was just a big distraction and that we should have never paid any attention to it.
Well, I disagree. So I disagree with Larry Nichols because, as it turns out, Comey's hands were forced both by the New York authorities who were going to go public with the 650,000 emails. And by the way, Congress has their own copy now. And the fact that Judicial Watch had filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit for the FBI's records in the email investigation, which they're entitled to get if it's a closed investigation. So Comey was basically forced to declare it reopened to thwart Judicial Watch. And that was the real motivation for the announcement. And now, as of yesterday, he's tried to bury it in terms of its effect on Hillary Clinton with this ridiculous idea that they have thoroughly gone through 650,000 emails in only 10 days' time. Thanks a lot for the phone call, Nick. We got to let you go, and we'll be back after station identification.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Truth.